Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, good evening, everybody. We are eagerly anticipating the release of the Epstein files. Let's get... There's his 2013 mugshot up there. There's also a possibility that Ryan Dawson might be joining us on this stream. And while we're waiting for him, I will give you a rundown of the news. The latest is... So they're saying that the Epstein files release, it was expected earlier today, but it has been delayed, as Pam Bondi is saying she still hasn't received a full set of documents. Not a good start, is it? I mean, there's a lot of theories swirling around as to why they have been released, not been released, including certain countries, intelligence agencies, etc. All right, so there was a widely anticipated release of the Epstein files today. But this was dramatically delayed despite a group of people, influencers, showing up to the White House to receive them. Attorney General Pam Bondi had promised that the full set of files would be released to the American people today. The influencers all turned up to the West Wing and emerged with binders, which they held up triumphantly. It then emerged that they contained little more than what is already known about Epstein, along with a letter from Pam Bondi to FBI Director Kash Patel. Pam said it has come to her attention that thousands of files remain secret. She has requested that they be handed over to her office by tomorrow at Friday, Feb 28th at 8 a.m. Alina Haber had warned earlier in the day that what was in the files was so sick that it guaranteed multiple arrests. Well, we are waiting with bated breath about that. Just looking at the chat right now. I heard they are holding them in New York and won't send them. That's some slab town. Bondi is so full of poop, misleading with half troops. Virginia. Trump would and is all over it. Amanda, can't wait till Kash Patel forces the rest of the info. Not many reasons the FBI would be hiding a whole database. All right, let me continue. As the public awaits the files once again, this is how the saga has played out. So here's a rundown, folks. The first tranche of files on Jeffrey's beep, beep, beep ring are out, and Republicans are not happy. AG Pam Bondi accuses FBI of hiding thousands of documents. Rather than publishing the documents directly to the American people, Pam and Kash Patel releasing the so-called Epstein files to a group of conservative influencers. But those eager for evidence to connect Jeffrey to prominent political figures and business leaders are disappointed today to find barely any new information released yet, if any was included in phase one of the document release. Pam Bondi is saying that the FBI hasn't handed over the full set of files. She claims the only material she has been given by the FBI include flight logs, the client list, and the victims' names and numbers. Much of the information contained in the former two was previously released publicly. The AG accused Patel's agency of hiding thousands of documents related to the investigation and is demanding that they be turned over by 8 a.m. on Friday, February 28th. Quote, late yesterday, I learned from a source that the FBI field office in New York was in possession of thousands of pages of documents related to the investigation and indictment of Epstein. She wrote in a letter to Patel, claiming that she's only been given 200 pages when she asked for all of the investigation files. Right, let me scroll down. So, right-wing influencers called tasteless for Epstein binder photo op. This is the Mail calling them tasteless, not me. And there's a tweet here from Billy Binion. This is so tasteless. Jeffrey Epstein's address book has been public info for years. Its contents are available on Amazon. A Maryland auction house tried to sell the original thing last year. There were real victims here. Leveraging child SA for a photo op is gross. And there's a picture all over Twitter of said influencers, some of whom look familiar. Libs of TikTok creator slammed for smiling as she received Epstein binder. Chaya Ratchik from Libs of TikTok is grinning ear to ear, gleefully flaunting her useless Epstein binder, packed with information that's mostly already public, while 250 real victims are still fighting for actual answers. This is a tweet from Brian Krasenstein. The level of tone deafness here is off the charts. Imagine. Let's go over to the actual tweet. Imagine treating a case of child S transportation like a cheap prop for social media clout, while the people who actually suffered are left in the dark. It's performative, it's grotesque, and it's exactly the kind of distraction they want. I wonder who his they is. Everyone has a different definition of they. All right, so phase one suggested more information will be released. The phase one name on the binder suggests the Justice Department will be publishing more documents related to the case in coming weeks, which many hope will satisfy their desire to out those involved in the conspiracy and its cover-up. The first release comes as Republican lawmakers press the Justice Department to increase transparency and publish previously classified records and federal secrets, including the Epstein files. So, what are you guys thinking, folks? Are you thinking that nothing's going to happen today? It's too late. They've just released some publicly available information. She's demanding more information by 8 a.m. tomorrow, but we're probably not going to see that tomorrow, maybe next week at the earliest. And yes, his face is grotesque, Mary Sue. Don't make me put up his mugshot from 10 years later. It's even more grotesque. Let's see. There it is. There's Jeffrey. The earlier mugshot was 2013. This was his final mugshot before he was unalived. Yeah. Scary, huh? Should I make it a little bit smaller so we can see his chin properly? Is that better? There we go. Yeah. All right. So people are saying it's been an anticlimax today. It's all a show. Some people are saying I spy an efficiency error. Let's see. Yeah, he was a friend to a lot of people, R1123. And when we did the original analysis of the flight logs, one name in particular stood out to me. I don't need to see the binder. It's etched in my memory. And I have written a book on this called Who Killed Epstein? Links in the description box. If this is all going to blow up again, it's based on research done with many of the guests we had on, including Ryan Dawson. And Ryan Dawson's links are also in the description box. So, but it's late for him right now. Maybe he'll come on tomorrow. Right, let me continue this news story. Attorney General told the influencers today that there was no smoking gun in the Epstein binder they received. Turning Point USA contributor Savannah Hernandez said Pam informed the influencers that, quote, some of the information in the binders they received was already public. She doesn't really feel that any of this information is a smoking gun. Hernandez noted Bondi has asked FBI Director Cash to hand over the remaining documents. She added all of the information in the binders will be made public to the American people. And then we've got a tweet here from Savannah Hernandez. I also have an Epstein files binder, but I want to correct the record. The Trump admin was originally set to announce these documents and make them available to the public in a press conference this afternoon. Bondi has stated, just going over to the original tweet, that some of the information is already public and that the real smoking gun documents are being withheld by the FBI. This binder and this morning's meeting is a part of the Trump admin's push to bring independent journalists and media to speak directly to the highest members of the admin in an effort to be the most transparent admin in history. And let's not forget that Trump, by executive order, has mandated that we can no longer be punished by the social media platforms for talking about these cases within the confines of YouTube's community guidelines and the limits of the laws of defamation and all that stuff around, and you know, in various countries. So I'm having deja vu, folks, that we're allowed to report on this again after everything we did back in the day that got nuked because certain political dynasties put the muzzle on the influencers through the social media platforms. So, Republican Congresswoman slams Epstein doc release to influencers. This is Anna Paulina Luna has tweeted this. I nor the task force were given or reviewed the Epstein documents being released today. A New York Post story just revealed that the documents will simply be Epstein's phone book. One of my very first videos, folks, I was calling the numbers in it. Mick Jagger, you name it. Calling them on my lives. It was crazy. Couldn't do that anymore. A New York Post story just revealed that the documents will simply be Epstein's phone book. This is not what we or the American people asked for. Get us the information we asked for instead of leaking old info to press. Well said, Anna Paulina Luna. They can't raise our hopes like this and then dash them. That is not nice. All right, let me continue. What happened to Epstein's island after he died? His island, aka Little St. James, was a focal point of the horrific operation. It has long been believed that Jeffrey hosted a wide array of rich and famous clients at the island. Let's get his photo off the screen, shall we? I don't want to make you guys sick. Oh, thank you, me and my cat. We are live, yes. It's late here in the UK. I'm just doing an update on what's been released so far and what we hope will be released. So this story is referring to the island. What happened to it? When Geoffrey first purchased Little St. James, he paid $7.9 million. He bought the island in 1998 and made it his primary residence, employing a staff of 70 people. And our investigation led us to believe that it was subject to his own laws to be out there, out of the reach of the American laws. And they did things, you know, out in above the waters as well, where it was maritime law, trying to insulate themselves from what happened. So he paid $7.9 million in 1998. But at the time of his death, the island was valued at $63.8 million. In the aftermath of his death, it was listed for sale for $125 million in 2021. In May 2023, it was sold to billionaire Stephen Dekoff, who vowed to turn it into a luxury resort by 2025. He is reported to have paid around $60 million for the property as well as for Great St. James. Geoffrey's estate has said that any money generated from the sale of his properties will be used to settle lawsuits. All right, so social media is slamming the disappointing Epstein files released by Trump admin. Here's a tweet from Tony Kinnett. Pam Bondi, we're releasing the first of the Epstein files tomorrow. Americans, cool. Then we'll get to read them. Bondi, well, actually, you'll get to see fun little photo shoots of conservative personalities and influencers holding a binder. And here's what Jordan Schachtel tweeted. The theatrical performance involved in the release, or lack thereof, of the Epstein files speaks to an effort that is sure to disappoint those seeking transparency and justice. Yep. And then we have got another tweet from Ron Filipowski. What a joke. So the big reveal on the Epstein files is that some of them were given to a group of right-wing social media operatives. They turn everything into a clown show. Influencer who received Epstein binder said there was nothing martial in it. One of the media personalities who received the binder has admitted the files did not include any new bombshell info. This is at Cernovich on Twitter. We got the binder at noon. SDNY and FBI held back the real information. And AG Bondi directed Kash Patel to start kicking ass. Bondi handed what she had. There was nothing martial. There was an embargo until after the UK Prime Minister visit. Let's see. Wonder how Keir's snivelling, grovelling, warmongering Keir is doing. So Epstein's address book to release per report, but it was already public. The files released include Epstein's personal address book, New York Post reported. Documents span over 100 pages, include a list of contacts with no contacts per the report. As many social media users have pointed out, the book was already made public. A client list is not included in the documents to be released. Julie K. Brown, the list has been public since 2015. All one has to do is Google it. That's the Miami Herald lady who one of the ones who got the ball rolling. Let me have a look what she said in full. Those involved in the Geoffrey case for two decades fear that the case and Epstein survivors are being used for political purposes. This isn't a news story, it's a publicity stunt, said lawyer Spencer Coovin, who has worked on the case since 2005, representing 9 victims, including victim one. All right, guys, so it's pretty much a non-event. Pam Bondi got us all excited, but the pressure's going to be on her now to get some information released in the coming days. And if there's anything... Oh, here is Ryan Dawson joining us right now, folks. Let's see what he's got to say about this. Hey, brother, how's it going, man? He's just tuning in his audio, folks. And hopefully he'll be with us momentarily once he gets his audio fixed. Let me see what you guys are saying in the chat. Yeah, the continued controlled demolition of America. Well, hopefully it's getting turned around.
There it is.
Okay. Here he comes. Ryan, what do you think about this?
And you know,
it was
on mute, but it goes from light green to yellow. And when you're red, green, colorblind, that doesn't help. Why don't they make one blue and whatever? Anyway. Yeah, man, it's hit the fan with Epstein. Can I say that name? Shoot. Is this YouTube?
Let's say Jeffrey. Just say Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. The dude that's on that map back there. Yeah. There's a lot of attention on this story again, and I'm excited that people didn't forget about it and they still care and they still want answers. I'm not too optimistic about what's been released. I think it's just a little black book and a bunch of flight logs, both of which we already have.
So reading the quotes then, she's claiming that she wants the rest of some information by 8 a.m. tomorrow morning from the FBI. She's demanding it. There must be a lot of pressure on her right now after this non-event.
They circumvented her, didn't they? They just went right around her and gave it to a bunch of Zio influencers. And they're holding up these folders. And I'm thinking, I guarantee that's just a little black book and a bunch of flight logs. They're not going to go into his client list. They're not going to get into his white collar crimes with Bear Stearns or any of that, because they just won't. It's not happening. They really bit off more than they can chew, promising they release these files. Because essentially they got in there, or before they got in there, they said, yeah, we'll release JFK, 9/11, Epstein. Then got into office, realized all three of those things go back to foreign country A, and they're like, oops, now what do we do?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to do it. And here's the thing about JFK. They'll say, well, 99% of the files were already released. No. 99% of the files given to the 1992 review board were released. There were lots of files that never even saw the review board. And obviously That's where the dirt is.
And is that one going to be minimized as well?
100%. Trump was already president. He could have done this last time. Why didn't he release all the JFK back then? Why didn't he talk about Jeffrey back then? Why now? And why now is because basically social media made this happen. But they're just going to feed them information we already have, which to them will be brand new because none of these people read. So they're going to go and be like, look who was on the plane. Oh, look who's in his book. And then anyone that's been paying attention is just womp, womp. We knew that. Nothing new. I hope there's more out of it, but I don't think there is.
Right, viewers, Ryan's links are all in the description box. I've got my maps framed now on the house walls. People have been coming over and admiring them. You can support his work by going to his store as well. He doesn't ask for donations. He'd rather give something in return. Mm-hmm. We've got slews of stuff here, including clothes for baby Ziggy.
Dawson University, yeah.
And if you guys have got questions, Ryan's up late right now, so get your questions in before he...
I feel bad for my brother because he was just on the History Channel about his lost colony discovery. And then with the Epstein files and then the Tate brothers finally are out, that's some good news. But it just stole every headline. But when you're saying Dawson University, I have a twin and he does the similar to me, digging all these things up and... Yeah, he had a pretty big day, and it got overshadowed, I guess, by all this. Let's see this question.
Ryan, what list did you just put on Rumble? I am confused about the list you just put up.
Oh, that's just the thumbnail. I just decided to use part of the list for a video I did about Epstein. I have, for those who don't know, I have been tweeting, rumbling, Substacking the Epstein client list for years, and it just doesn't matter. That's what's so frustrating. I had it. Let's see. It's not within range for me right now. I usually have a black notebook full of names, and I walk around with it. I'm like, look, here they are. You know, right at the top of the list, Les Wexner and Jess Staley and Glenn Dubin. And you can go through and Leon Black. And that it's here's the people. Here's the list. And they don't care. They act like no one got arrested. They act like no one got sued. It's just not true. Look this up, people. I want you, anybody that has Google, write this down right now. JP Morgan, $290 million Epstein. Look it up. They had to pay $290 million because they were facilitating hush money and payments to his prostitution ring. Look up Deutsche Bank, $75 million. Deutsche Bank. Write it down. And write this one down. Leon Black, $62 million. Prince Andrew, $16 million. To act like no one got sued, no one had to pay enormous settlements, not just individuals, but banks, is wrong. They did. They got caught. They paid through the nose. People got arrested, not just Maxwell and Jeffrey. Jean-Luc Brunel, he died in a Paris prison. He was the number three person in that ring. He also went to jail and died in jail by himself. He did it to himself, allegedly on his own too, just like Jeffrey. Yeah. See, I almost said the word, you know, it's YouTube. You know, it's so stupid. YouTube's like, oh, you can't talk about anything political. That's what it is though. But yeah, people were busted. They were caught. There are the list. I have to say people presuppose there's just some client list. Like he wrote it all down alphabetically and stuck it in a locker somewhere. And the FBI went and grabbed it and go, oh, look, he was stupid enough to write down all of his clients on this convenient piece of paper or whatever. And we found it, but we're just not going to. That's not how you get the client list. Here's how you get the client list. Many of their victims are still alive and will tell you who essayed them. There's a lot of them. Now, the ones who are out publicly, like Maria Farmer or Virginia Roberts, you know, they'll put their name to it and say, yeah. That's why Prince Andrew had to pay Virginia money. I mean, they're photographed together in Maxwell's house. You have a 17-year-old American girl in England with the prince, red-faced drunk, coming back from a party. You know, he went and had a bath and then did, you know, what he did. They will tell you, this person arred me. And that person arred me. It's written, it's in court testimony. So you know the victims know who did it to them. So out of the mouths of babes, there's your clients. If they knew who they were, because not all these people are super famous, Bill Gates level recognizable. Some of them are just the boring hedge fund managers, whatever, donor class people. And so it's just some guy, and he's like, oh, I'm Bob or whatever. So they don't always know who did it, but many times they did, especially if somebody had any kind of notoriety, and they'll tell you who it was. His own employees will tell you who it was, including the staff around the house, bodyguards and chefs and things, and the pilots. One of the pilots was so miffed, he just leaked the flight logs. So then you got to see everybody that was flying around with Jeffrey. Now, not everybody who got on a plane with him or he got on a plane with in some cases is guilty. It's just, you got to have, that is a data point though, and it's worth knowing who his associates were, but not all of them knew what he was up to, but many of them definitely did, especially when they're on, when you see the log and it's him, Maxwell, so-and-so, and a bunch of girls, then it's pretty safe to know what was going on.
You've got a question, an interesting question coming here, and that is from the Conk. What does Bill Barr know about Nicholas Tartaglione?
You think he would know the story of when Jeffrey got choked out by his roommate, that obviously who has access to him? The one that's in his cell. So if you were going to do a contract killing, and you needed to have access to a certain prisoner, who would be better than the cellmate? Would Barr know? You think he would. Now, it was funny because Jeffrey said, oh, I did it to myself. Or they said he said that. So he could be on suicide watch so that he wouldn't be alone and he would get separated from his cellmate. But they took him off that watch. They're like, you're not Seidel. But they always say, oh, no, Nicholas wasn't there. He was over here at the time. But I think he was killed much earlier than they are saying. They went and discovered his body later. And there was actually a this is not that reliable, but a 4chan post saying he's dead, he's been dead. And then about 45 minutes later, they discovered him.
Yeah, and Tartaglione, if there's a world where crime and government coexist, cop killer. He was a cop himself, wasn't he? An ex-cop?
Yeah.
Up for the death penalty, so he had a lot to lose, his life. And he's not received the death penalty. He's had allegedly had a quid pro quo. Jeffrey.
It's more important to say on behalf of whom. Like, why? Okay, it doesn't matter. Well, it does, but who killed him is not as important as who had him do it. And that's the big mystery, because everybody needed Jeffrey to disappear. But as far as of the Johns, which one has the most influence, especially over New York prison system and organized crime, that's on that list. And that's the Clintons. They had the stroke to do that.
Starduster wants to know, wasn't Pam Bondi in AG in Florida when Jeffrey was caught?
Yeah, and that's why he went to jail.
Wow.
But he went to like weekend jail, you know. He had work leave five or six days a week. And that's what's interesting too, because if he's only in jail on Sunday or sometimes Saturday and Sunday, yet he gets all these visits from former Israeli prime ministers like Ehud Barak. That's weird, because he can only come but once a week. So if you get a dozen visits, that's 12 weeks. I mean, you're basically there every week visiting Jeffrey while he's in jail. You know, please make sure, don't worry, we're going to make this go away. Don't say anything, because the easiest way out would just be to plea bargain up. Okay, here's some names. And they made sure, no, don't do that. The second time, I think it basically got to, you're going to keep your mouth shut, because we'll kill you.
Yeah. And you got a question from Bailey. Ryan, could you give new people a breakdown of how you got involved researching Jeffrey?
I had a girl tell me about it back in 2007. I have told you, if you remember, I gave you this person's name, but this person is not public. But she was telling me what was going on. And I thought, okay, it was like a year later, he ends up getting arrested. Like, wow, everything that girl was telling me, I got to recheck this. So, because it seemed outrageous, because it is. If you listen to that story, this is the guy with the private island, da, 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 da. It just sounds like, sure. But so I looked into it, and it was very hard to get any information until he got arrested. Then it blew up. And then you see the people who are visiting in prison. You see his association with Maxwell. And I already knew about Robert Maxwell. And so when that, if for those who don't know, he was an asset for Israeli intelligence. He was a whistleblower. Well, not a whistleblower. He was the one that told on a whistleblower, Mordecai Vanunu, and the Israelis imprisoned him. And then Robert Maxwell, you know, he tried to put the squeeze on the people that put squeezes on people, and he got thrown off a boat naked. They killed him. But anyway, once I saw that Jeffrey was with Maxwell, then I realized, okay, this is state sponsored. This is not some perverted rich guy that did this all by himself. And so when I looked in his associations after the Jolton School with Ace Greenberg and the Bear Stearns crew and all the art schools from Leon Black and Global Apollo, it all came together. He had just re-entered into a pre-existing network for sexual blackmail set up by the Israeli state. And so that's kind of where it started. And over the years, you would get more and more, his reach got bigger and bigger. And so, yeah, I mean, I knew about the Clintons. I found the photographs of them in the West Wing in the early 90s, which I gave what we had an episode. I put that on Sean's show. It had to be taken down because of how YouTube is. But prior to them, when they were the timeline they had back in 2019 is he didn't know Clinton until after this date. And I said, really? Why are they photographed together right here? And those finally came out online and vindicated what I was saying. They had a tight relation with the Clintons, both of them, not just Bill. And he brought them immediately. As soon as he was sworn in, they were there. And it's not because they're some kind of super donors. Yeah, you know, Slick Willie with Monica and the rest of it. He had them. Clinton had been compromised back when he was governor. A lot of those women that were accusing him of being a biter and the things I really can't say, but Jennifer Flowers and the whole crew that Donald Trump put in the first row when he was debating Hillary Clinton. He had a bunch of Clinton's abuse victims sitting in the front row. He was profiled as an easy target because he's already engaged in this stuff back when he was doing them running MENA for Iran-Contra as governor of Arkansas. And, you know, they picked him to be president because he's compromised. But they had him way back then because he's like RFK Jr. He has no self-control over his willy. So when you behave that way, you're going to be greenlit by the Maxwell types, and they will get you, they will film it, and they will compromise you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And I believe that's why Clinton, one of the things they forced him to do was to choose James Woolsey to be the director of the CIA. And that then gave them control over the CIA. And this is why when Maria Farmer went to the FBI back all the way back in, what was it, 96, 98, I think it was 96. They didn't listen. I mean, it's Clinton's FBI. I couldn't do anything. And they also controlled the CIA. So it took several administrations all the way until Donald Trump, really, who had a falling out with Epstein. And they were friends, too. And then total enemies. That they finally could rearrest them. And they got Brunel and they got Maxwell. But it took until then, all that time, because one of the things people were like, why didn't these girls just go to the police? Why didn't these girls just go to the FBI? They did. They did go to the cops. They did go to the FBI. And nothing came of it. The cops used to call and warn Jeffrey ahead of time that they were coming to his property in Palm Beach. And that's verified by his own staff. That we'd be told to clean up, get the boobies off the wall and all that stuff. And the cops would come. So nothing would come of it. And that's because he was bribing them. He was bribing them through an LLC he set up called Gratitude America that would donate to the police departments hundreds of thousands of dollars, and which would just gave him carte blanche to do what he wanted. He paid the cops off.
You got a question from Anne. Why would Pam Bondi come out on TV and say she was going to release it? Is Trump on it, Ryan?
It depends what you mean by it. I think when they say the file, like they said 9/11 file, JFK file, RFK file, MLK file, Epstein file, and UFO file, they just threw that in there. There's no other than what I have, as far as I know, there is no one just went through all the documents and compiled a list. There was no list sitting in a locker somewhere they could just go grab and go, aha, here it is. You have to go through all the different data points and put that together yourself. He's not going to give it to you, obviously. But what they have, when you're talking about a file on somebody, when the federal government says that, 90% of it is not useful information. It's just any information they have. So, yeah, they know his associates. They know Maxwell's associates. But it's more or less a little black book, which doesn't give you all the names, because from the internet age onward, once they had cell phones, sometime in the early 2000s, they don't need a black book. That's all just going to be on phone records, which we don't have. But as far as the early stuff that they were doing in the 90s, yeah, you have all those associates in those books, but you can't do anything with it, because just because somebody's name is in a book because they knew somebody doesn't mean they're guilty of kiddie fiddling. Some of them are, some of them aren't. Now, the person that released that put little circles around certain names. But is he saying this person is engaged in that? Or is he just saying, hey, here's a really interesting high profile person, you should look into them? Unfortunately, he's dead, so you can't ask. But it is a data point, and it's something that you can go, okay, and say, okay, there's a circle next to this name in the book. Let's see if we can corroborate this with a different data point. Are there any victims that say this same person essayed them? Oh, there is. Okay, let's look deeper into this. That's how you formulate a real list of clients, is by combining data points. And there's nothing stronger than the victims themselves saying, you know, person A did this to me.
Right.
And there's there's ways to verify that too. Let me give you an example. So like Glenn and Ava Dubin. Ava Dubin used to be Jeffrey's girlfriend. Glenn Dubin's a billionaire. When Ava was pregnant and her and Glenn went to a particular hotel in Florida and Virginia Giuffre was there in order to give them massages, I believe she gave a massage to her first because she's pregnant. And like, oh, she's pregnant and she needs a massage. Okay. Now I go to the husband in the living room. And there's like a bearskin rug and stuff. She's describing the hotel, the interior, the furniture, like things. It's not like you just saw a famous person and said, oh, yeah, him. She was able to tell you details that a teenager would not have, and not about a super famous person. This wasn't like one of the Bills, Bill Gates or Bill Clinton or something. This is just some guy, Glenn Dubin. He's not a famous person at all, but he was there. His wife was there. Was his wife pregnant at that time? Yes, she was. Like, you can add up, her story adds up to other details. So she's just telling the truth. She knows, she definitely lived with them. She was in all of his property. So they can tell you, yeah, the bathroom had a marble wall. It had a green massage table. Like, you would not be able to know that unless you had been there at least. Now they can argue, oh no, these girls were there just doing regular massages. Like, no, no, they were not. And then you have the paper trail of money too, because a lot of the hush payments were done by banks. And which is stupid. You should go deliver cash. That's what the mob would do. But I guess they got arrogant and lazy. And so they were just wiring money. And so now that's why they've had to pay over $400 million in restitution to victims. But I often wonder, how much did they do that they may have paid in cash that we don't have a paper trail to? Like, what if this is just the extra that we have hold of, which is very plausible?
Question from Conk. How did the guards at the jail fall asleep with the cameras turned off the night of Jeffrey being unalived? Was it Bill Barr behind it?
Total coincidence, right? Well, it was DEI hires. They're often asleep on the job. Prisons are not like you see in movies. The idea of incompetence, you're like, there's no way. I'm like, yes, there is. Cameras not working is a little worse. It's like, oh, they didn't work that day. I bet they didn't work any day. You know, those prisons are slop. And people, because no one has sympathy for prisoners, but, and I really don't have sympathy for those prisoners in that jail, but we need massive prison reform. Cameras ought to be working. There's nothing to prevent guards or prisoners from abusing each other. There's another reason you have cameras is, not just in case someone escapes or something. It's like to have a record to show these people aren't being tortured or, you know, or suiciding themselves. You know, that you need to have that working, and they didn't. But that's CCTV cameras conveniently always break whenever the government does a crime. So they're not very reliable. But the guards being asleep, those two women, that early in the morning, very plausible. It's that they're not pretending. They really were asleep, I think.
So
did Bill Barr know? Well, Bill Barr is part of the cover up. I mean, Bill Barr was, that goes all the way back to the Dalton High School days. He knew, his dad was involved with that.
Slabtown gal, Ryan, do you have any information on Mark Carney in your files? Lot saying he was friends with Jeffrey and he's about to be installed as the Canadian PM.
There's nothing in there about Mark Carney that I have.
Question from Brightmore. Why hasn't Ray Chandler been arrested? Is it because she's pictured with Bill Clinton on Jeffrey's plane?
Probably because she gave information. And so in the U.S., you have a system of plea bargaining. Or, you know, sometime maybe, how young was she when she got involved? If that's the case, you got to absolve them of, even if they did commit crimes, like they're being manipulated into doing this. So, you know, yeah, she's pictured with Clinton. So what? That's not a crime. Clinton's not going to be dumb enough to get it on in the plane or something, you know, like they're the ones, the more expendable ones, the girls from Ukraine that don't even speak English and don't have a passport, that's the ones that are safest to mess with. So we don't know. All we know is, yeah, they were associated, they flew together, they photoed together, but that would make her more of a victim than an accomplice.
Question from Zombie Man. Have you ever scrutinized the pictures of the corpse they pulled out of Jeffrey's jail? It doesn't look like the same guy.
Yes, it does. This is one of those weirdos looking at earlobes or whatever. Dead bodies never look like living bodies because they're dead and their fluids are leaving them and they start getting rigor mortis. There were multiple autopsies on that body, one done by his own brother, who I think would know what he looked like. And that was not something the system wanted because they said he did it all by himself. That's that. And Mark Epstein didn't believe it and got his own autopsy done, which showed a broken bone in his neck and gave more credence to the fact that he was homicide instead of suicide. His brother knows what he looks like.
All right, Ricky wants to know, how many survivors are not on the list because they have been unalived? Do you think any survivors were unalived by these people?
There are. Do you mind if I try to get a notebook real quick? I think I actually went over that. Just one second.
Yeah, totally. So while Ryan gets his notebook, guys, it's the middle of the night where he is. And please support his work. I'll put his links in the description box. We have got his Twitter, his X account, and we have got his store, the Anti-Neocon Shopify link for Ryan's store. He's got loads. I mean, we've got maps now on our walls framed. Visitors come over and peruse over them and ooh and ah and are fascinated by them. We've even got clothes for baby Ziggy from the Ryan Dawson University. So that's a good way to support his work. You don't have to just throw money at him. Get some of his stuff from his store.
You could throw money at me, but I prefer to get things so you get something out of it. So I have the client list here, and I was looking through the names, and there's a number of people who are deceased on this list. So, and it's not from old age, gunshots and weird too coincidental that high profile million to billionaire level people are offing themselves. I found that odd. And I was looking through it. Like, I don't think Thomas H. Lee killed himself. I think Stephen Hoffenberg probably died of natural causes, but it was like as he was turning on Epstein, because he worked with him at Tower Financial and he went to jail and Epstein didn't. And he gets out and he's talking And this is when Arvin Menashe was given information in Hoffenberg, and then suddenly he was gone. And it was, the timing was just, That happens once. You're like, maybe it was just bad luck. You know, premier witness to what Epstein did is just happened to die. But it happened again and again and again. So these are people that was, in that case, it was somebody that did the crimes with him and served time. So he knew. He's like, yeah, this is what we did. Here's the Ponzi scheme we did with Wexner and had the blessing. And I went to jail. He didn't. Why didn't he? Why didn't Epstein serve any time for any of his white-collar crimes? With liquid funding, Bear Stearns, Ireland, all that stuff he did. No punishment. And, yeah, when you're dealing with Wall Street tycoons, that's worse than any gang you can think of. They will disappear you. Oh, there he is. That's a little... What a monster.
That was his final mugshot before he was unalived.
So smug.
You got a question from Bailey. Ryan, what do you think will be the outcome of all of this?
I think it's a circus. People aren't concerned with justice. They're concerned with drama. And they just want people to say, like, Tom Hanks or whatever. And he's not on the list. They don't care about these women and girls. They don't care about who his clients were unless it's a celebrity. Or it's like Clinton or Trump or something, which is part of their like tribal political faction or something. And I don't think much will come of it. I think they're going to release the black book and the flight logs. And the newbies are going to run around like it's brand new information, even though it isn't. And go, hurrah, hooray, look at this person. Can you believe it? And yeah, it's all information we have already. They're not going to release any of the tapes. They're not going to release any of the recordings that you could blur it out and say, look here. There's Reid Hoffman getting it on with the 12-year-old or whatever. That's not going to happen. They don't have the tapes. They're in Tel Aviv.
A few people are asking whether you think there will be any arrests based on the release of this file information.
That would be awesome. But we don't know what the file were even in the files that released, because they just gave them to a bunch of Zionist influencers, which is not a good sign. Yeah.
Beverly wants to know, do you feel at threat?
Always, not only from this, but, you know, I've been at threat for the work I did on September 11th and other things, too. That's why I live in a different country.
M13 wants to know, did you see the Kash Patel list released on X, a list of deep state operatives in the executive branch?
That sounds like somebody, you have to understand, on X, there's a bunch of accounts that'll have his picture and write Kash Patel news, Kash Patel commentary, Kash Patel something. And I don't know, but I'm willing to bet it was one of those that released some kind of list and everyone's going nuts.
Will Bill Barr?
Kash Patel is in Trump's cabinet. Like, he doesn't release lists on X. Okay. That's not how you do that.
Will Bill Barr go to Gitmo for treason? Is the next question.
No. That's not. No. They're not going to do anything to Bill Barr.
Are there any Danes on the list? There was various royal family members spread across Europe, wasn't there?
Yeah, there were a couple Danes. It's mostly Americans and Canadians. But, yeah, I mean, and Brits, too. There are some Spanish, some Danes, some South Americans, too. But the target was mostly on U.S. science and technology.
We're almost at the hour, folks, so get your final questions in, please. Louise wants to know, how come the Tates are allowed to travel to the U.S. with all those charges? One rule for one and one for another.
Well, charges just means accusation. When you're charged with something, doesn't mean you're guilty of it. They have not been convicted of any crimes at all. They've just been accused of a bunch of things. They're still under judicial control. They will still have to go back to Romania to go to court whenever they need to go to court. but there's no reason to keep them trapped in their house or trapped in Romania. There's nowhere that you got these two can go. They're both like 6'4" and super recognizable, and they're under supervision. They have their own trial in Miami because they are suing one of their accusers, and as they should, because this woman and her cohort, in written messages to each other, are bragging about how they lied to police, how they can extort money out of Andrew, that they ought to deserve an Oscar for what they just pulled off. And it is coming from serial liars that lied about other men. Now, this doesn't mean they couldn't, independent of that, be guilty from some other girl, whatever. But I'm just telling you the facts. That specific case that started this whole thing, the Tates are countersuing. And it's that case is in Florida because the woman's from Florida. And they have a right, since they have not been convicted of anything in Romania, to go to Florida and pursue this case, because they have to show up the trial in Miami too. And so they should be allowed to do that. I hope they go to Mar-a-Lago and meet the president. I think that would be awesome. I think the Tates are innocent. I dug into that case, and I asked people too, because they're people online that are just perpetual Tate haters. And I say, okay, what is the evidence of human transporting or SAing that, you know, because I'm sanitizing language with YouTube, that you have? And all they would keep doing is sending clips from YouTube, much of them out of context, where Andrew says outrageous stuff. Like, well, look, being a dick is not illegal. Like saying hyperbolic language, you know, anti-feminist, whatever, that's not anything. That's, who cares? I asked you, what is the evidence for human transporting or the SAing? And they don't have any. The closest thing they got is one time where he's talking about this girl and said, Vivian, she's like 21 or something. And he goes, well, I knew her like 5 or 6 years ago. Da, 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 da. He isn't lying. He wasn't with an underage girl, whatever. The lie isn't on the lower side. It's on the upper side. She's not 21. She was 27. They're running a webcam business. So, of course, every girl on there is between 21 to 23. But you're stupid if you believe that. Because anybody that has a webcam business, there's not going to say the girl is 29, 28, whatever, because men are looking for younger women. That's all that was. We've talked to her mom. We've talked to her. She's come on camera herself. I'm not a victim. I'm this years old. So that's done. It's just they don't care, though, because they just move the goalposts to the next thing. But the worst thing that set the whole thing off is this woman in Florida and a British girl that she met in Romania decided to pull this stunt. She was only in Romania like 3 days. She went over there. They're at a house party, and her boyfriend calls. Where are you? All right, what is that? Are you at the Tates? Yeah. Get out of there. And she didn't want to. She's like, I can't. Why not? They won't let me leave. And so he called the U.S. Embassy and said she's being held against her will. And she's on film, because their CCTV cameras did work, going out, getting pizza, and bringing it back in the house. She just didn't want to leave a party. That's all. And no one kidnapped her. Do you know how she left? She took her cell phone, bought a ticket, and left. Because she had access to her money. She had access to a cell phone. She didn't live at the house. She lived in another house. She was free to leave whenever she wanted. Nobody held her against her will. She was working at the webcam thing and can quit whenever she wanted, which she did. So that's, you're not a transport victim. And you weren't R-word either. She's cheating on her boyfriend. That was nothing new to her. And then somehow she gets this all paid expense trip through all Europe and is stupid enough to take pictures of it, of her in France and the UK. Like, wow, how'd you make that money as like a singer that doesn't even have a band yet and has no success? Like, how much money did you make in 3 days? Somebody on the outside came. I think that whole thing was a setup. And that's why you saw it all fizzle away when USAID was removed, USAID, because USAID is used to cancel journalists, to cancel influencers. We know this. And so just put two and two together. who has got to be on the top or near the top of that list of conservative influencers you want to cancel more Tates. Than the Tates. But yeah, the most Googled person in 2018 and 19 was Andrew Tate. They hated what they said because the four pillars of, like, I don't know, the right wing in America, the thought leaders is Joe Rogan, Andrew Tate, Tucker Carlson probably, and Elon Musk later on. And they took out Tate. Tate's the only one that stuck up for Palestinians, by the way, of those four. And they totally blanket banned his social media. And here's what you have to understand. And they did that uniformly. If you get banned off of Meta or you get banned off of YouTube, well, okay. But when you get banned off everything at the same time, when you have a simultaneous blanket ban, that's an order from the top. That isn't individual, like, you said this, you said that. No, that wasn't decided by those companies. That was decided by government. And that's USAID. And it is another point I'm going to make because people are like, oh, they're allowed to go to Florida because Trump pressured Romania into letting them go. Wrong. First off, their case was dismissed in December while Biden was still the president, December 19th, I believe it was. And then to relax the house arrest on Andrew and then later judicial control, they expanded it so he could leave the country, was on January 14th. And so it had nothing to do with pressure from the U.S. And that is something the Romanians will tell you themselves. This came because there's a lack of evidence. Now, I would hypothesize that a lot of this came, their case got dismissed because DICOT didn't what they were supposed to do in providing the evidence. They sent it back to them. They said, you've got 5 days to amend this, and they couldn't because the Tates are innocent. They don't have anything to go on. But a lot of it was USAID. All these like Tate-hating journalists and stuff have all but, you know, practically disappeared once they're not getting a paycheck. That's what you're seeing happen. So they have a right to go to Florida to pursue the case against the women that they're suing who lied about them. That's one reason. They ought to be able to travel around anyway, as long as they show up to court in Romania, and they still do. And I would say probably sometime in the middle of March, they will go back to court in Romania and this whole thing is going to be thrown out. That's all right. I think it's going to happen. I don't even think it'll go to trial. I think they're just going to throw the whole thing out because there's nothing there.
Let me do a quick poll on the chat. Put a 1 in the chat if you think the case against the Tates is BS. Put a 2 in the chat if you think the case against the Tates is legit. And Ryan's next question is whether Monica...
Well, I'll tell you what, how I know they're innocent too is because people have said, you're getting paid by the Tates, blah, 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 blah. Just some bullshit from Myron Gaines who did a series of bullshit about me. He had some fucking freak out. I don't know what his deal was. That guy lied to me and said, come to Miami and talk about A. And then I get there and then it's like some ambush debate with two people about a different topic. Da, 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 da. And I was like, that was dirty, but I was okay. Like I still came on a show afterward, but I was like, why did, but then he started complaining about how I performed. I'm like, I just flew 22 hours from Korea and then drove 3 hours to Miami to do your show that you lied to me about. You should say, hey man, thanks for flying across the world to do this. I didn't get any of that. So fuck him. Now, I hate child molesters and stuff, and I hate this stuff more. I can swallow it, and I will go on any show. I don't have to like the host, don't like the host and all, but that's the information on that. So when they started lying about me, that's when I'm like, well, I know you're lying about the Tates because I didn't do any of that. They said I went down to Florida to harass his victims. Wow. What a crock. And they just go, they flippantly do this, and they do this anonymously. This guy, Murder Crayons, this other guy, Gadget, they don't have real names or anything, real faces. So they can just defame you and you don't know who they are. So you can't say anything back. I'm like, do you have evidence of me going to harass victims? No, you don't. I went to Florida, not down to Miami. I went to Orlando. His victim, by the way, is in Louisiana. I went to Florida to visit my family, set up a brokerage account, meet with Larry Johnson, which Larry Johnson can verify. That's, and I went down, did that and left. I only had 1 day to do it because it was around Juneteenth, which was a holiday. I didn't realize it was a banker's holiday and weekend. And then I went and did my thing anyway and hung out with people the whole time in Orlando, the entire time. I shouldn't have to like prove where I was and what I'm doing, but I can. But the fact that I like, okay, when you guys are just wholesale made that crap up and said that about me, then I don't believe anything you're saying about the Tates, because you're so desperate to find something, because I've defended the Tates. And trust me, I would throw them under the bus if I found evidence against them. I went after Robert Miller. I went after Peter Nygaard. I went after Jeffrey. I am the guy that goes after people that do these type of crimes of actual transporting and essaying people. If you R-word somebody, you're not a I think you should be castrated. Like there's nothing. Even if you did pay me, there's not enough money in the world. Because I don't care. Obviously, look at the career path I chose. If I wanted money, I'd be a Zionist, you know? But that it was absolutely false what they said. And so, yeah, I don't believe them. I don't believe them in anything they say about anybody. And that's something else you ought to see. When you have a bunch of anonymous trolls that are saying stuff that won't even use their real face and name, how much credence can you give that? Those guys are innocent. Now, I don't know if they're innocent at a tax evasion. I don't really care as a libertarian whether or not they pay their taxes. But of the most egregious crimes they've been accused of, we'll put it this way, there has not been any evidence presented. And people they listed as victims said, we're not victims. And there's another like red flag. If you have women who are being listed as victims who go to court and say, I'm not a victim, and go online and go, I'm not a victim, I like the taste. Why would you invent victims? If you even have one real one to point to, you don't need all those other people. And that means you have nothing real to point to. That's why you're having to invent it.
Jessica wants to know whether the Monica Lewinsky situation was a distraction.
No, that was leverage over Clinton, and he did go and bomb Iraq over that, and they were going to impeach him. The impeachment process is in two phases. You have impeachment, and then you have conviction. So once you're impeached, then the Senate can confirm, and then you know, you're out. But during that process, during the congressional hearing, Clinton started bombing Iraq. And so they voted not to confirm his impeachment. And then once the vote was over, he stopped bombing Iraq. Like, they were twisting him to start that war, the war that Bush would give them. So Bush Sr. invaded the 90s. They wanted Clinton to go in, finish the job, and Clinton wouldn't do it. He went and bombed some radar and stuff. But the moment that was done, to his credit, Clinton stopped the bombing once they no longer had leverage over him. He really was fighting with them. I mean, Clinton is a dirty, horrible person, but he wasn't Bush level where he's just going to invade Iraq over nothing.
All right, you've got a question here about whether you think Ghislaine Maxwell will ever get out of prison.
I hope not. I think she was born on Christmas, so she gets to have birthday Christmas in jail, which is great because it's also on the anniversary of John McCain's death. He died August 25th, so every 25th is the month anniversary of the death of John McCain, which means you get to celebrate it every Christmas. I hope she never gets out. I hope she does get out if she tells everybody. I'd like her to write a book, like the If I Did It book from OJ, that just says everything about everybody and barely changes the names. That would be awesome.
Yeah, she saw him sweat. That's what she could call it. All right.
Damn.
Thanks, man, for coming on.
I've been bouncing around show to show. As soon as I saw your message, I said, oh, yeah, because I always put you number one because you were there from the beginning, you know.
Appreciate it, brother. And I'm putting Ryan's links in the live chat right now. And if you are watching this on replay, then his links are in the description box below this video. And if there's any more developments, we will hound Ryan until he comes back on again. So cheers, brother. Enjoy.
I hope there is. I hope it's more than a black book and a flight log, but I don't have a lot of faith in that. hopefully it's more in there. We never know. I'm excited that people are talking about it again. That alone can get the ball rolling and get people invigorated so that they can see this list.
All right. Thanks, brother. I'm going to let you go. Close the show. And you have a great rest of your day, my friend.
You too.
Take care.
Go care. Buy something, people. Go to the store. Yeah, he just heckles.
Cheers. Bye. All right, I'll put the link in for the store again in the description box. His stuff is great. We have loaded up the truck on it. And from Baby Ziggy clothes to crime family maps that have now been put on my walls. And people are like in awe of these maps. Anyway, so tomorrow night we have got Beverly coming on from 7 till 10, I believe. If there's any developments on anything else, I'll come on after 10. We're going to try and do a joint news story with Jen in the day. No, Beverly is... I've got this all wrong. My brain's going to go. Beverly Saturday. We've got Ron coming on with his Surviving Life series tomorrow evening. I'll try and get Jen to come on if she has any 3 a.m. epiphanies tonight with another show. Then we're over to Saturday with Bev. Sunday, Ron. I think he's got John Wedger. And then we're also going to bring on Kate, Grooming Gang Survivor, to do a part two to continue the story there. I'm just sorting out a date for that one now, folks. So wherever you are in the world, take care. Bit disappointing in Pam Bondi not putting out anything, you know, that we don't already know. But let's hope the pressure is on, folks. Let's hope something comes and there are some prosecutions. Fingers crossed. All right. Good night, everybody. Take care wherever you're in the world if it's late.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.